Penguin Audio presents Black Wind by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler. Read by Scott Brick. Dedication. In memory of my mother Barbara, whose love, decency, kindness, and encouragement are sorely missed by all who knew her. D.E.C. Makaze. December 12, 1944. Kure Naval Base, Japan. Lieutenant Commander Takeo Ogawa glanced at his wristwatch and shook his head in irritation. "Half past midnight already," he muttered anxiously. "3 hours late, and still we wait." A young ensign staring through the glazed eyes of a sleep-deprived insomniac nodded slightly at his superior's grieving, but said nothing. Waiting atop the conning tower of the Japanese Imperial Navy submarine I-403, the two men gazed across the naval yard, searching for signs of a pending arrival. Beyond the expansive naval base, a haphazard twinkling of nighttime lights glistened about the scenic Japanese city of Kure. A light drizzle fell, lending an eerie tranquility to the late hour, which was broken by the distant sounds of hammers, cranes, and welding torches. Repairs to enemy-damaged ships and new vessel construction persisted around the clock in other parts of the shipyard, in a futile rush to aid the increasingly bleak war effort. The distant whine of a diesel truck soon echoed across the water, the sound rising in intensity as the vehicle approached the submarine docks. Rounding the corner of a brick warehouse, a slate-colored Isuzu cargo truck rumbled into view and turned along the wharf. The driver inched his way cautiously toward the submarine's pen as he struggled to make out the edges of the darkened pier, barely visible under the truck's wartime blackened headlights. Pulling alongside a large gangplank, the truck ground to a halt.